This is Northwest News from KPLU. A blood plasma bank in Kent is being sued by a transgender woman who was barred from donating because of her sexual identity. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has the details.
The lawsuit targets CSL Plasma, a profit-making company that pays plasma donors as much as $200 a month. Jasmine Kaiser, who was born male but now identifies as a woman, was told, according to attorney David Ward, that she would never be allowed to donate at CSL.
And they told her that they would inform other blood centers that she was on a lifetime deferral list.
All because she's transgender. Ward, who's with the women's rights group Legal Voice, says since 2006, Washington state law has made it illegal to discriminate against someone based on their gender identity or expression. He says people who are transgender face almost daily discrimination in everything from housing to health care.
It is time this kind of discrimination be taken seriously and not something that we say, well, why would somebody sue about that?
CSL Plasma, which is based in Florida, says it can't comment on the specifics of the case, only that it operates in accordance with all state and federal laws. The company is facing a similar lawsuit in Minnesota. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.